Welcome back, This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the president and founder of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's the author of 30 books, including the newest and the discussion for our program today, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. Who doesn't want to have more vitality, prosperity, and equanimity? Dr. Susan says we all do. Today's show is for you if you would like to enjoy life more and live with more enthusiasm, youthful vitality, high self-esteem, success, and a positive attitude. Now, everything we discuss today can be found in much more detail in her new book, which is available at Amazon, and also her website in five different formats, including an autographed copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. You can read the entire foreword and afterword for the book, as well as view a sampler of the contents on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. Susan Smith-Jones is back with us on the program. How are you, Dr. Susan?
Well, next time, be a little bit more enthusiastic, Rick.
Yeah, so much. You've got
all the enthusiasm in the world. Thank you for having me back.
It is a pleasure to have you back, and we could spend the first half of the program just going through all that you've been able to accomplish, but you are an expert in your field, and you're sharing that advice with us on the program today. And I love the new book, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. It's a fantastic read, beautiful color as well, cover. And this always says so much about the book. It captures your attention, and you feel good when you look at the cover of the book. And in choosing the questions for you in the program today after reading the book, we'll discuss some of the contents. First off, why did you write the book, and what's special about this one? Because I know you've been really excited about this.
I know. Thank you so much. Well, I think it's accurate to say that most people from time to time feel a little off-kilter. They've lost the joy of living. Or maybe you wish you could look a little better or thrive more from day to day. And I think to be truly healthy, people need to do more than just eat a whole foods colorful diet, get enough shut-eye, and jog around the block. We also want to be mentally and spiritually balanced, which is calm, focused, energized, and joyful. So this is what I've been teaching, as you know, around the world for 35 years. So this book, unlike many others I've written, has lots of personal stories about my life experiences and also about many of my clients that have overcome struggles and challenges by following the guidance in this book. So if you're looking for a book with the best superfoods to restore youthful vitality, easy ways to minimize stress, or you just want to simplify life, feel confident, achieve goals, earn more income, you know, expand your prosperity, or flourish in your life, Choose to Thrive is the book with it all. And as you mentioned, it's full color, beautiful photographs, and it's not too long. It's only 150 pages. I think just the right amount of life-changing, empowering info so you don't feel overwhelmed. And it's not what you read, it's what you incorporate into your life from what you read. And the countless suggestions in this book and all the holistic guidance will put you on that path to a healthy, successful life, on the path to thriving.
Well, it's an easy read, and what's nice about it is you can go back and refer to it. If there's certain areas that you want to go back and try to enhance in your life, this is the perfect way to do it with the book, Choose to Thrive. You talk a lot about the importance of morning time, and you have a lot more morning than I do. I'm not really a morning person, and I know from some of your emails you've got a lot of morning that you have to deal with. What does your morning look like? First of all, why is this so important, and what is your morning like?
Yeah, great question. So you and I have talked about this before. Just as the first day of the month sets the tone for the month, and the first day of the year sets the tone for the year, the first 40 minutes of the day definitely sets the tone for the entire day. So how do you want your day to be? I want my day to be happy, calm, relaxed, healthy, and I want to feel confident. So what's important for me is to start my day with a deep connection to God. So I meditate and pray early morning, and I spend some time reading the Bible. I also do some visualization. You know, I see my day in my mind's eye as going swimmingly. It's like James Allen said, dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. So I want to suggest to you listening that you can prepare the night before so that you'll have a more peaceful morning, and maybe set the morning breakfast table, get the lunches ready for the kids, lay out your work or exercise clothing, and do whatever you can do so you won't be rushed and stressed out in the morning, because that's not how you want the day to be for you.
I always like not to have to make a decision in the morning. I go so far as to choose the coffee I want in the morning the night before, so I'm not standing at the Keurig machine in the morning going, okay, I've got 43 different flavors here. What one am I going to use? So by doing it the day before, all the information in the book, Choose to Thrive. In the book, you write a lot about setting the bar high. Talk about why that's important.
We all need to do this more. You must know what you want to achieve in life. And then go after those dreams. Don't let anyone or anything cause you to doubt the power of your dreams and goals. See, a lot of people, Rick, don't even know what they want to achieve in life. They just go day in, day out, living in their comfort zone, and they don't dream big. So you want to figure out what you want to achieve and then go after it with abandon. I always like to tell people, too, that you have the power of God within you right now. To thrive in your life, you're made in the image and likeness of God. So anything and everything is possible with God as your constant companion. And I think Henry Ford knew all about this when he wrote, whether you think you can or not, you're right. So you and only you have the ability to create miracles in your mind first, and then in all aspects of your life. The choice is always with you. It has nothing to do with luck and everything to do with believing in yourself as a part of that divine force of God that infuses and permeates everything in the universe.
The book we're talking about is Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. The author is Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. You can get a personally autographed copy of Choose to Thrive by Susan on her website. You can read the foreword, the sampler, the afterword on the website as well. And while you're there, I encourage you to sign up for Susan's free monthly healthy newsletters. In the book, Choose to Thrive, page 95, you start the uplifting pages about why and how one should act with kindness. Talk about the power of kindness.
Well, that is so important to me. And my mom taught me about this starting when I was a teenager, and so did my grandmother. And little things do count. You know, the good in life isn't always accomplished in bold actions, but often in modest acts of kindness. So I always say, as I was taught when I was a young girl, live by the golden rule. We all want to be respected, validated, appreciated, and loved. So be kind to one another. Acts of kindness connect our heart to the heart of another person and create bridges over which our love can flow. Sometimes, as you know, Rick, they're anonymous, sometimes not. But either way, they change us. And when we give of our highest selves, purely out of love, our body, our heart, and our environment change, and for an instant, we realize that loving and being loved is the one true human vocation. So don't ever estimate the power of kindness. Doing lovely and loving things for another for no reason has so many rewards, because in an instant, the best of our humanity and heart comes forward. And such gestures aren't expected, but every time, Rick, I believe that we seize the opportunity to perform an act of kindness, we're transformed, and then we become, in a sense, an angel for a moment and touch the divine. So by giving someone else pure love and joy without expecting anything in return, we become twice blessed. And blessing another, we bless ourselves. So today and every day gives us hundreds of opportunities to practice kindness toward our fellow humans. Seize these moments and discover how wonderful it feels.
I was going to say, just try it and see. You'll see a smile on the face of the person you're reaching out to, and suddenly you'll feel like, that really didn't cost me anything, and I really feel like a better person because I did that. That's from the book Choose to Thrive. You talk a lot about importance of choices there, and talk about that, the importance of choices that we make every day in relationship to our overall health, because those choices we make can be beneficial, can be, in many cases, detrimental.
That's so right. I think many people don't realize that our lives are made up of millions of choices, and moment to moment, we're always choosing. What we are consists of the sum of our choices, what we think, what we imagine, how we react, what we eat, what we say, feel, what we expect. So it's time to take back the responsibility for our own lives and start using the power that is ours to create what we want. I think for most people that's a healthy, fit body and a fulfilling, joyful, successful, peaceful life. As you and I have talked about before, I think our body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body is a great place to start by choosing to eat a healthier diet and to also reprogram our mind's thoughts and then let go of old self-sabotaging beliefs.
Talking about the book Choose to Thrive New from Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, interesting, you talk about daily food choices and other lifestyle choices we make along the way as well. How can we go about reprogramming, retraining our senses to release self-limiting beliefs and habits that you write about in the book? Because with those self-limiting beliefs and habits, we really restrict the enjoyment we can get out of life.
Yeah, so true. So your primary goal, and what I refer to as my Choose to Thrive rejuvenation program that I've been teaching worldwide for over 35 years, is to get to the point where you're eating a reasonable amount of the highest quality foods and adopting a positive, health-promoting lifestyle. More than 2,400 years ago, Pythagoras said, and I love this, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. So although it's important to choose healthy foods, you don't want to become a fanatic about what you eat. See, it's what you eat, choose to eat on a daily basis that makes the difference, not the occasional lapse. So worrying about every little piece of food that goes into your mouth, like many people do where I live in L.A., is far more harmful in the long run than infrequent splurges. So learn to think of your food in terms of whole foods. It's when you begin overcooking and processing that your system gets into trouble. Whenever possible, eat foods as close to the way nature made them. Lots of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, fibers, and the right proportions for efficient use by your body. People ask me this all the time, Rick, but what do I eat? I choose to eat a clean, vegetable-centric diet, mostly organic. I avoid gluten, dairy, and anything processed, but I'm not a fanatic. Every so often, I splurge. And on pages 75 to 80 in the book, you'll learn about the importance of keeping your body hydrated and why I choose alkaline water and why I use that Ionizer Plus device in my kitchen for 20 years to help keep me youthful, healthy, energized, detoxified, and rejuvenated.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, author of the book Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. Our guest on the program today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about her new book, Choose to Thrive. It's interesting because you talk a lot about how we can reprogram, and this is so important to reprogramming our minds in order to make healthier food choices. One of the specialties you have is teaching people about mind power, how to harness the powers of the mind to achieve our health and lifestyle goals that we have. You're right about it in not only Choose to Thrive, but also invest in yourself with exercise as well. Talk a little bit about that now, because we can have all these great ideas, but we really need to incorporate them in our lives, and reprogramming is probably a big part of making that happen.
Yeah, that's so right. So this info I'm going to share with you now will be so instrumental in helping anyone who wants to lose weight, be healthier, or achieve your goals, and it has to do with your mental programming and conditioning, because your mind may have some negative programming about your eating habits. Let's use that as an example that will trip you up if you aren't careful. And the mind will always choose immediate gratification over long-term satisfaction. The mind doesn't care if you achieve a long-term goal for a fit, lean, healthy body. The mind wants you to feel good right now. So realize that the mind isn't necessarily your friend. You must sometimes detach from it to achieve your long-term goals. So whether for food or something else, the difficulty in resisting sensory desire comes from the force of conditioning. So every time we're negatively conditioned, let's say every night we have ice cream for dessert, we lose a little bit of our freedom and our capacity to choose. So begin by becoming aware of what you are eating. Aware, that's so important. Eating at the table, at mealtimes, when you're hungry, this all helps because you can more fully focus your attention on the food. Because when your attention is divided, we then eat compulsively rather than from hunger, like automatic eating. Where does that occur? In front of the TV or a movie theater or parties or sports events. So give the entire process of eating your full attention. Notice how the food smells when you prepare it and serve it and eat it, how the table setting looks, how it tastes, and be aware of and grateful for the feelings of lightness and high energy derived from a meal and the easy elimination of the food after it's digesting. Because this will, paying attention, Rick, helps to develop the capacity to enjoy the simplest foods. And also, don't forget, stop eating just before you feel really full, because in this way you are reprogramming your subconscious and are taking control rather than letting your habits control you. Stopping short of satiety helps you savor your food and helps you to be free and in charge of your choices.
And you feel better later. It's not one of those where, okay, something's rolling around in my stomach and I really should have stopped a little sooner, or you feel guilty because you know you ate too much and there goes, okay, I was doing so well and now I just blew it by eating too much at a meal. If someone is listening to the program or they're reading the book Choose to Thrive and they really want to be serious about upgrading their diets, do you recommend they start by eliminating some of the foods that we know destroy health? Lots of sweets, desserts, foods made with white flour, white sugar, everything we know to be bad. Is that where we start? We start by trying to eliminate those?
So what else is left to eat? Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Somebody going, well, wait a minute. That's called a fast. That's not a diet.
Yeah, I agree. You want to begin the retraining of your senses by eliminating things that injure your body. See, none of us would drive into a service station and fill the gas tank with oil, or we hope. And for our car to run efficiently, we must use a particular type of gas, lubricant, coolant, and so on. And yet when it comes to our bodies, we're often not so careful. We put in all kinds of things that nutritionists and plain common sense tell us impair the body's smooth functioning just because they taste pleasant. So we need to reestablish that the determinant of what we should eat should be our body's needs, not merely the appeal of the senses. And I found that praying and meditating and breathing deeply a couple minutes before each meal is a powerful tool that fosters choosing foods that promote health and harmony. Ralph Waldo Emerson, my buddy, said, "Health is our greatest wealth." And feeling better and looking fantastic will soon compensate, once you start eating better, for the loss of dubious taste thrills of the past, like ice cream, candy, potato chips, fried chicken. And you can refer to my website or my free monthly healthy living newsletters for recipes and nutritional supplements that I take and highly recommend.
The website is SusanSmithJones.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Dr. Susan and her newest book, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. One of the best ways you address in the book, and it's interesting, sometimes an easy way as well, to reverse some of the common diseases that a majority of people experience, not only in the United States, but the United Kingdom, probably even worldwide. Talk about that, how we can go about by diet in reversing some of these diseases that maybe we don't need to suffer from.
Yes. Well, along with diet, there's something else I highly recommend just to heal the whole body and stay vibrantly healthy, and it's heat therapy. You probably read on page 81, I start a section,
yes,
with lots of studies on how to heal with infrared saunas. And you can simply sit and relax in this kind of sauna, and that will help with obesity. This is all scientifically proven. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, chronic fatigue, poor digestion, joint and muscle pain, rheumatoid arthritis, cellulite, even depression and anger. So, of course, you need a sauna. And on my website, I write about the one I've used for almost 20 years. But one session of sitting in an infrared sauna gives the equivalent physiological benefits of jogging 3 miles. And you can get one, you know, to go in anywhere in your home or backyard. And it can fit either one person, or it can get one as large to fit 6 people. And people often say, what is the most important products you have in your home for health? And my Transcend infrared sauna I've had for almost 2 decades, and my alkaline, my ionizer plus alkaline water machine in my kitchen, they're both from High Tech Health in Boulder, Colorado, are the 2 most important products in my home. If you want to give them a call and get more info, their toll-free number, which is Mountain Time, is 800-794-5355.
And all that information at SusanSmithJones.com. Inspired in your book by a number of things, but one, how you talk about the human body, and you refer to the human body as a remarkable feedback machine. We all need to listen more to what it's saying. And I read that like several times because it makes so much sense. Because oftentimes the body's trying to tell us something and we ignore it. Talk about this feedback machine that all of us have.
Yeah, and it really is. See, if you listen, you'll discover that it actually talks to you. When you get a headache, for instance, your physical self is trying to tell you something. But you must receive these signals with health and balance and peace as your goals. The willingness is to listen and to act. So you want to start today and tune in more to your miraculous body. You see, Rick, I think that when most people, let's say they get a headache, they think the way to handle it is to reach for a bottle of aspirin.
Yes.
They believe that it's normal to experience such discomfort, but I think they're mistaken. Because while headaches and other countless aches and pains that people experience are common, health is truly a normal state. Disease is an aberration caused either by you or that you've done to yourself, or that others have done to you. And collectively, I think Americans and other people in the UK, other countries, have been making poor choices. Because you look at all the commercials on television and the advertisements in magazines and newspapers. Whatever you're suffering from, a headache, constipation, sleepless nights, indigestion, high blood pressure, impotency, you fill in the blank. The advertisers have a miracle pill, powder, or potion for you. And we've come to believe that things outside ourselves are the keys to health and well-being. We've become a self-medicating society because we don't really understand how beautifully robust the human body is. And I have some astonishing news for you, possibly, listening. It's normal to be able to go to sleep at night without a sleeping pill.
You're kidding me.
It's normal not to have headaches and problems.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Heresy, Dr. Susan, heresy.
Yeah. Are you off your rocker? Yeah, we just need to stop doing those things that cause the problems in the first place. We need to live more from inner guidance and close to nature and follow the guidance and choose to thrive. And that way, you can enrich the quality of your life. And as I said before, the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So choosing to make positive changes with your miraculous body is a great place to start.
All in the new book by Dr. Susan Smith Jones, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. The book is available at Amazon. It's available in 5 different formats. Information is available at SusanSmithJones.com. Also, you can get a personally autographed copy of Choose to Thrive by Dr. Susan on our website. You can read the foreword, sampler, and afterword at Susan's website as well. While there, sign up for her free monthly Healthy Living newsletters, and you can link on and get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time is up for now, but we'll pick up and talk a little bit more about the book because there is so much there. Choose to Thrive, new from Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. As always, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being back with us today.
Thank you. See you next time.
We will do it. More Choose to Thrive with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on This Week in America. Website This Week in America www.thebestofthebest.us.